Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to hell. Oh, yeah, I am your host, the most Pagosi, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Media, what is this called, Zompire Hour Radio. And I put in the title, I put Ray Die, but, you know, we'll fix that in editing, don't worry. Either way, like, the blog post will be great. Yeah, and go listen to the new album on Ghetto Media Empire, the new AC Killer, Bone Thugs and Harmony Snippets. Yeah, and we are waiting for the queen to show up. Maybe, you know, we're waiting for the queen to show up. She will be the co-host for tonight. Hell yeah. It's been a while since I've done a show. I've been mostly promoting, doing, like, video game streams and stuff like that. But we're back. Don't think we're not. I feel like I'm going to make a sandwich later because I'm pretty lit. And I'll probably wait. Okay, guys. So what is tonight's news? Like, Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to face life in prison for federal crimes. He already had a video out of a 13-year-old girl, which that's a federal crime. But he got off. The judge gave him a break because he was a young person that was, like, barely 18. So that's still, you know, and he didn't know. So... but be careful, guys. Like, always ask for IDs when you're making videos and stuff like that. Yeah, otherwise you're looking at fed time. But he was caught up in a lot of other stuff. Supposedly the reports say that I've read online is like guns, drugs, shootings, robberies, violence, bullets that hit innocent bystanders, all kinds of shit that he was into. So, I mean, you know. I guess he wasn't as innocent as people thought. You know, I thought he was just annoying. Like, I really didn't think he was into some crazy shit, but he was. And I think we have a co-host here, Queen, and we're going to get her on the line, and we're going to talk about this, and then after that, we're going to go do a song. Oh, and I got Steezo's song still on here. Cool. All right. I'm drunk. Sorry, guys. This is a drunk show. That's how we're doing it. That's how we're doing it. Hey, what's up, Queen? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, man?
I know it's been a minute, Queen. Like, yeah. Well, we're just talking about Queen, about, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, guy with the rainbow hair. He might be doing life in prison. And What do you think about that? Like, all the bad stuff he's done.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. No, I wish him no harm. And I wish
I know,
he would
right?
really dye his hair color a normal color, though, like a man, though.
It would have helped his case, I think, in court, because the rainbow, they're just going to use everything
for real.
Against him. They're just going to be like, well, that rainbow hair, you know, that shows he's totally crazy. But not
I know, right? Like me and my blue hair.
Right, but your hair, I think your hair is awesome. I like your hair. His is weird, though, because it's like all many different colors. He looks like a Skittle.
But he's a boy, though. He's a boy, so he shouldn't have colored hair. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, I mean, just, I don't know. I mean, the way
he
acts
looks
and
like
then
a rainbow.
Hair just makes it worse.
But you know what I think is crazy? I wonder what all the gangsters from Cali are thinking now that wanted to kick his ass, and now that the feds got him, it's like, because some people were saying, like, who's going to get him first, the cops or the gangsters, and... I think lucky for him, the cops got him, because think about it. If someone got him and hurt him bad, it wouldn't be good.
Oh, yeah, he would be done.
You know what I mean? Like, who knows what they would do to him. So at least this way, he's, like, you know, inside those walls and, you know, I don't know. It's still messed up if he gets that much time. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to go into prison, don't do things that are going to cause you to go to prison, you know?
Right. He was doing a lot of stuff or was involved in a lot of shit. Yeah. And they were saying that, yeah, he did, you know, it was like with his crew, it was like guns, drugs, robbery, shootings, and even shooting the music video. Like the music video he just had, they shot up that video, and there was a shooting at a concert, and there was just shootings everywhere. And that's when the cops said, people are getting shot. Like, even bystanders were getting shot. And that's when the cops says, we got to take them down. Because when it gets that crazy, they said, we can't put up with it in New York. Yeah, because that's where he's at. And I was thinking, yeah, like, for real, you can't be doing all that Scarface shit. Like, in the movies, yeah, you know. Or Scarface was a real gangster, but you saw how he ended up, too. Like, they got him in the end. And it's like, you got to think, you really want to end up like that. You know, it's like... Yeah, this is
poor child. He's wanted everywhere, and not for good, though. You know, for bad things, because no one likes him for some reason.
For real. Yeah.
I'm sick, sorry.
I mean, this dude was crazy. Like, I remember he was just talking shit to everyone online and saying.
No, he's
like,
insane. He's not crazy. He's not that fantabulous to be called crazy.
he can't be
he's
crazy.
Insane.
He's mentally,
he can't
like,
be crazy.
Mentally ill.
He's insane.
Yeah, this guy was insane because he was, like, talking shit to everybody and, like, started beef. But that, I guess he really had, like, real gangster people around him, and he was, too, but at the same time, he was going too far with it. Like, where, like, well, that's what the cops said. Once he started bringing bullets to the city and people were getting hit, like, you know, the public, he says, that's when we had to get him. So I think they already knew what he was doing. And then they said, like, it got too bad.
I'm so
you
sorry.
Okay, Queen? It's okay.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I'm
be
sick.
Careful. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I feel better. Have a beer.
Okay, yeah.
I'm having
no,
a beer.
But seriously. Me too. Inside. I left it inside. But yeah, he should really, like, you know, turn it down a notch.
He should, but he should have turned it down. Now it's, like, too so crazy that they said now he's facing a lot of years, 25 to life. And
damn.
It's like, wow, dude. Like, just
that's
because
that.
You wanted to put a show for YouTube, like, you could put a show for YouTube, but don't do it, like, where you're hurting people. Because
yeah.
Once the public gets hurt, it's like, yeah, the cops are going to go after you because they're like, oh, this guy's a menace to society because now he's
yeah.
getting shot because of his stupid shit because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he wants to be stupid, you know. And
or like how people
I
are getting hurt with that stupid video, the Drake video, you know.
I think he should go to jail, too. Drake, you should be locked up with him. Yeah, no, I'm just saying because people are getting hit by cars because it's, oh, the Drake challenge. You get out of the
for
car
real.
And dance. I'd be like, dude, it's not a gun, but seriously, you're causing people to get hit by cars. But I guess there's
for
no
real.
Law against that because the law will say, well, they were stupid enough to do it. I'm like, yeah, that's a sad part.
Yeah, it's true, but still, like I said before, you know, like how I said about Cardi B, you know, there's these people that, you know, they're famous and they say things and people that look up to them, you know, try to mock what they do or copy, you know, copy what they do and whatnot. And
for real,
what
that's what I'm saying. It's a bad example. Same like Tekashi 6ix9ine was a bad example. Even though he tried to, like, go to schools and tell the kids to study, but they'd be like, what are you doing, though? You're over there with drugs and guns and getting
damn.
Trouble with the law. And then now what are they – all the kids that look up to him are going to think, damn, I don't want to end up like this dude because he's not
mm-hmm.
– he ain't getting out. And that's what the one guy from, like, Hot 97, Ebro, the radio host, he's like, you know, look at this. Don't look at it like, oh, wow, he was an asshole and he got what he deserved. No, look at it like young people. Don't do this. Don't end up like him. Like that.
Yes.
It's not a game. If you go too far there, you're going to get in trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once people really start getting hurt because of what you're doing. It's all good if you talk shit on YouTube or you joking around, but the minute there's real bullets and people are getting hurt, the cops will be like, oh, no, we need to take this guy off the street because
yeah.
him, people in New York weren't even, like, safe, you know? And so, or, like,
damn.
Sick or whatever. Yeah, that's, like, was crazy because you never even heard about that about, like, Biggie and Jay-Z, but I think when Biggie and Jay-Z, they got to rap, they got out of that life. They were smart. They weren't stupid to, you know, be like, oh, I'm still be, you know, acting like a dumbass on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were like, man, I'm doing rap now. Fuck that. Same with Bone. Bone even said, we want to get out of Cleveland so we can get out of Cleveland to get away from the ghetto. And that was,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense why this fool would do this, but so kids,
yeah.
you know, this is not the path to follow. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what used to piss me off about this guy? I didn't like his music, but then I don't know, a lot of this stuff pissed me off, but I had no idea about all the stuff that was going to get him in jail. I didn't know that.
I've ever heard one of his songs before.
I've heard it. It's not that good. He kind of sounds like the one guy, remember Mystical from a long time ago? Not a long time ago, but Mystical. You know Mystical, the guy with the voice,
yeah.
the rough voice?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of sounds like him. And people say, do you try to sound like Onyx? And he was like, no, I want to sound like DMX. And I'm like, yeah, you don't sound like Maxwell. I'm sorry, you sound like Mystical.
Why do people try to sound like that, though? Like, seriously.
I don't know. I guess he was just a fan of DMX, and he wants to sound like that. But then he has to sound like Mystical. Yeah, it's funny, right? I guess people, like, if they heard my flows, they'd be like, yeah, he wants to, like, blah, blah.
I want
to
sound like Flo.
But they are, like, a big influence on me, you know. But it's not like I wouldn't say, like, yeah, I'll be like, yeah, they're a big influence. They are. They're the best. Hey, you know, yeah,
King
this is crazy.
King was right here next to me, like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about me trying to get my attention? No, King, we're talking about music and real stuff, dog.
We're talking about music, Kat, but yeah. Well, Kat's are awesome, so he has to be on the show. Tell him to say now.
So what do you think is going to happen to this boy? You think he's going to, you know, I don't think he's going to do time. I seriously doubt it.
I think he might, because when the feds get you, it's a little different than when the cops get you, you know.
Uh-huh.
Plus, he was already warned about the underage girl, that if he got into more trouble, he'd have time for that. And that's federal time, too. So either way, it's not looking good for him. Plus, you haven't heard from him in videos now or talking shit like before, the first time he got caught, because they got him in the jail right now. So until it goes to the case and goes through a lot, he's still in there. And they're saying he might not even
no
make
way.
It. Because of the Brooklyn jail, it's really rough. I hope the best for him, but him looking like a little girl with the rainbow hair, that ain't going to look good for him. You know what I mean? He looks like a... I'm like, dude, like, you should have thought, what if I ever went to jail? What are they going to do to me looking like this? I'm like,
know, right? Damn.
I'm like, oh, man.
Scary. Yeah. I'm scared for him. Have you ever seen Get Hard?
But would you be more scared for him?
I mean, Will Ferrell. Have you seen
it
before?
I love Will Ferrell. Yeah, he's awesome.
No, the movie, Get Hard. You know, where he's going to go to prison and he has to get hard before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Hart. This is hilarious.
Kevin Hart, hell yeah. That was awesome, Queen. Yeah. What I'm thinking, though, Queen, is that, like, I don't know. It's not good, though. It's not like he's
I know.
And he's not even going to get out until the court is, like, whatever the court settles. They got to make the judgment. If they judge him as not guilty, he can get out. But if he's guilty of anything, he's doing some time. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
Damn.
It's crazy, though. But
so he's in prison, right? He's in jail right now?
Yeah, in the Brooklyn prison. And they say that's one of the worst ones. I know.
I heard the worst is in Quinn.
Probably the worst one is over there, but she said the Brooklyn one
like
is pretty bad.
Which one? I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I've never been to any of them, so I don't know. I've never been to Queen.
Well,
I
don't either.
I
don't know what to tell you. I wouldn't know what to tell you. I mean, any prison for me would be very bad.
I mean, I'm hoping the cops never take me to anyone and stay here. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. No. Like, I don't think the cops don't have any evidence of me. So, like, I don't do stupid shit. I just sit in my room and drink beer. There's nothing wrong with that. They can't do nothing about that.
For real.
Cheers,
like,
cops.
Like, the other time when the cop was trying to tell me stuff, he's like, I'm going to take you
out
because you're drunk in public. And I'm like, I'm not drunk in public. I'm drunk in my house. And you got to go away. You got to go away. You ain't shit without that badge.
For real. Yeah, those are the dumb cops, the ones that be trying to get people for doing nothing. And I'm like, dude.
I know. For real, really?
There's real criminals and real bad stuff out there that you should be getting. Man,
They should be taking care of stuff like that. Now, not nerds like me. I was chilling in my house. That was good shit.
So they want me to cops not mess with me over here because I get faded, but I don't get loud or talk to anyone. So they can't say nothing. And the neighbors, they don't say shit either because the neighbors get hella loud and get lit too. So I'm like, cheers. It's like, yes, party over here on the block.
Well, people don't know the cops here, but the cops are just nosy when they're bored. When they're bored.
They're bored. But Queen, even though, do you think though? I don't know. I don't want to sound mean, but about Tekashi 6ix9ine. But don't you think that maybe the feds just want to make rap great again because, you know, he's messing up rap, messing up the image. And maybe they're just like what Trump said, let's make hip-hop great again. And even though I don't like Trump,
let's
if it's under his orders, I got to give him some props. Like, this is the first thing he did good under his presidency. You know? I mean, like, I want to get Trump's comments on this. So, like, you control the feds, so did you make this order to bust this guy or what? And then think about it, Trump's from New York. This guy's from New York, and this guy called himself the king of New York. And Trump's like, I'm the real king. We'll see how much of a king you are in the penitentiary. I mean, you don't know. That's a conspiracy theory I have, that Trump was jealous because this guy was saying he was the king of New York. Right? You never know. Because it's Trump Towers. There's like all that shit in New York. Right? Or am I just crazy queen? I think it's just the alcohol talk at this point. We should just call the alcohol.
No.
Call this the alcohol hour. Zompire hour for Liza.
Zompire alcohol hour.
And we want to give my plus to Bone Thugs and Harmony. We would like to have Crazy Bone as a guest soon.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we can make that
definitely
happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, not even an interview, but just a chilling thing with him and Keith G, and we get faded, and it's like whatever they want to talk about. Because I don't want it to feel like pressure, like it's an interview, like an interrogation. No, it's like open mic, we get faded, and then we can talk about any topic we want. And
like we usually
yeah.
do. Like we all usually
right,
do.
Like, yeah, it's just them chilling with vampires and vamp life.
Yes.
Yeah. Vamp life, vampire hour, everything. Yeah, so that's what I think we should do. That would be awesome, just having them. Kind of like how they do truth talks, but they come on here, and you guys could do truth talk or whatever you want. Yeah, open mic. And, like, yeah, that would be epic.
Cool.
I think we got to make it happen.
Yes, we do. Damn it.
Very soon.
Crazy. Where's Crazy? Where's Crazy?
Yeah, Crazy. What's
Where's
up, guys? Crazy. Oh, yeah, if you guys listen to this or any of the affiliates, this is the number to call in. So anytime you hear us online, this is the number.
Yeah.
657-383-0913. And if you want
call
to hear
in.
Again, 657-383-0913. And it's also going to be posted on the page and on Facebook. So don't worry.
Yay, crazy.
And, you know, guys, Bone's coming back. I mean, Bone is part of real music coming back. You know, they're the ones that are bringing it back.
Bone
so is Eminem.
Music.
You know, like, it's like Bone Thugs, Eminem, and a few of the other young people. Like, you know, we got Bloodline Harmony. They're, like, the kids of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Plus,
Youngster.
There's, like, the Seed of Six, the 3-6 Mafia kids. Plus, there's, like, Notorious B.I.G.'s son raps. And then, like, Big Pun's son raps, Chris Rivers. So there's a lot of, like, people don't talk about these people. That's what I don't like about the media, because these guys don't color their hair and act stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about them, and they got skills. Yeah, and I want to get all these
people
on my show.
Yeah, instead
they
want to bring up people in there that are, like,
that
way worse beyond and fake, and they're just like a fucking walking circus.
A walking circus that will do anything for money and be fake and be a hoe and, like, whatever. Yeah, so... That's what I want to do. I want to get other people on a show. Like, I want to get Bloodline Harmony, Seed of Six, Chris Rivers, and Notorious B.I.G. son on our show. Because I felt like a lot of the other shows that had them, they kind of hated on them. Or at least, like, Notorious B.I.G. son, they kind of hated on him. And, like, we want to get him on here and really promote them. Hell yeah.
Don't forget Nova.
Nova the Rebel? Hell yeah. Give him a shout out. What's the song? Tell him about the song, Queen. What's the song? That you have? Oh, we're going to play a song on here. Oh, let's look it up. What's the song called? Let's play it right now.
Well, which one? He has tomorrow. He's dropping
Let him know.
New. Yes, and let me make sure what it is. I don't want to say. I'm not sure what it is, but tomorrow, yes. Give me 1 minute.
Okay, I'm gonna look up. I'm just gonna look up some of the stuff right now, so I can play it. Yeah, there you go. Like you said, there you go, Nova. See, that's what I'm trying to say. We have to give props to these artists that are doing the thing, because everyone's like, oh, rap is dead. It's a bunch of clowns. No, it's not. It's just that you guys are not embracing or knowing about, you know what I mean, what's out there. Oh, there's one with Crazy Bone and Nova called I Love My City. Should I put that?
Yeah.
I think we should just put that. All right, let me just put that. But I got to put on speaker.
Okay.
I got to put on speaker. All right, guys, we're going to play a song real quick, so we will be right back.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get the information from Nova. I'm going to hit him up real quick, and then that way when we come back, I'll let you know exactly what's dropping tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, and then when we come back, we'll let you know what's coming up from Nova the Rebel. We'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
All right, guys. So this is Nova the Rebel and Crazy Bone. The name of the track is I Love My City. And Cleveland's in the house, you know what I'm saying? That's what this show is all about, showing love to the real artists and all the up-and-comers.
I didn't want to believe it in that. So we're Cleveland all over the world, man.
Woo! That was beautiful. What a beautiful song, guys. And we're back on the show. We're going to bring Queen back. Yes, because I'm drunk. Well, not because I'm drunk, but just we're back. What did you guys think of the song? Hey, Queen.
That was lovely.
I know, right? That was awesome. I think I heard that once before. Yeah, Nova the Rebel's awesome. I hear some crazy ball and Cleveland's in the house. Oh, yeah, Cleveland. Speaking of Cleveland, we got to say what's up to Kane. Kane, who's that?
Oh,
Cleveland. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, just everybody. And also Position. Position, I think, is from Cali, but still part of the clique. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Position. Especially Position because he's from where I'm from, Cali. So, yeah. Yeah, everybody
from
the whole
town. Okay, so like just, it's no tomorrow is dropping.
Oh yeah, what's going on tomorrow?
No, the Rebel, like it's no tomorrow.
Like
that's
it's no tomorrow, guys. So
yeah.
Check it out, look it up. I guess on Google or YouTube, every website where they have the music.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yes,
like, I guess
I
Spotify, iTunes. All that cool stuff. Yeah, it's going to probably be everywhere. So check it out. And we'll be playing it here also on Vampire Hour. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Look out for all the new music, the good music. Because, you know, we play... No, we don't play any... we don't play any bad music here. We don't play the good music. And,
you play actual
yeah,
music.
We play actual real music, you know? What should we play next, Queen? Should I play a song? Should I play the song by your brother? By your brother, the Steve song?
We should. What?
Okay, I'm gonna play it.
Okay. I know. I don't know. Are we gonna make keys?
I
lost
should
my
I play
keys.
It? All right, Queen. Let's play the song real quick.
All right. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I know.
Yeah,
all
you
right,
should say goodbye. we should play after that.
All right, we'll play it right after. Let's play a song by Steezo real quick.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. All right, guys. So we'll be right back. Let's play a song, Steezo, No Luck, and Critical, Sucker Free. Check it out.
Jim, Bolani and T. We still out here, motherfuckers. Hate if you hate.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game.
Every day I wake up, different day, same bullshit. Rolling blunts up, smoking on that exclusive. OG in my switches, you can catch me straight cruising. Burning Cali weed, I ain't smoking no bush. Every day I'm different, come on, I'm just staying on my grind. I'm money motivated, I'm just hustling for mine. So I'm a young SA, I'm still coming from the struggle. I'm just trying to make it out, ain't nothing stopping my hustle. I'm Mexican, and I'm looked at as a criminal. YG is 501, YJ's keep it all original. Either I'm a wasted kid, just trying to throw subliminals. My whole squad food up against the individuals. Just acting like it's something, but they ain't really nothing. They just trying to get the money, but they ain't really about it. I'm just a YG, raised in California, home of the bomb and palm trees and marijuana.
I'm just out here doing mine. You shouldn't hate what I do. I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game. Bang, bang, bullets to your dome. We out here sucker free, chilling with the chrome. This my throne, you ain't breathing in my zone. These hot rocks here will change your skin tone. Blowing on this kush, sniffing on this yay. Rolling on these rails, nose bleeding all day. Money make it rain, that's Benjamin Showers. You're shorty on my dick, cause your bitch ass still a coward. Look, I'm just trying to do me. Run your damn mouth and catch this two-piece. Ooh-wee, homie, you don't know how we move. Car case move, that's butter, how we do. Bullets got names, more like an issues. I'm waiting to blow missiles. If there's an issue, hit you. Nah, I won't miss you. No RIPs, cause you ain't never been official.
I'm just out here doing mine. You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
I'm just out here doing mine. You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
Tell me who the fuck is this?
with his lyrics so explosive. Bringing rap back with that Desert City flow shit. 7-6 so shit, never want that whole shit. Mind over matter, best believe he's spend our own shit. Focus, I'm just working on my craft. Trying to stack a record too, I'm hungry for the cash. The stocks are slowing fast, so I'm never holding back. I'ma give it all I have till I'm laying on my back. Murder every beat, just destroy my competition. Raw to the Z, breed soldiers on a mission. Critical elite, you cannot distort my vision. I'm sick of listening to fucking bitches trying to diss them. Listen, when he's gone, they gon' miss them. They'll regret they didn't listen. Borderline, raw to the Z, no luck. Critical MCs running these streets, bitch.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
Purchase your track today.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
Oh, yeah, guys. Oh, we are back on the Zompire Hour. Welcome back. What's up? We are back. Hey, Queen. How's the Queen?
Oh, my God. Yes. That was cool. Sucker free, sucker free.
For real. And, guys, that was Steezo, Nola, Critical, and Sucker Free. Yeah. I mean, no. The name of the song, Sucker Free. Now look critical. I'm drunk. I'm sorry, guys. This is the drunk.
It's okay. Not a big deal. We're on the same level.
I'm like faded.
Hey,
you know what's crazy, girl?
Level.
Queen.
That's how we get along so great.
I like to put good promotion in these shows because you know I did one show where I talked about how like Bone is better than Migos and they got like 1,000 listens and I didn't even promote it and I was like, what the fuck? Who the hell is this?
No way.
Shit? But I think people were mad about what I said. Because I put,
what?
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony are the greatest, not Migos.
Yes, they
changed
are.
My mind. And then I said, you guys can call in and debate me, but no one had the balls to call in. So, like, why are they mad?
Oh,
I'm just saying. Call in them out. You guys know the number. Oh, yeah, let me say it once again. There you go. You guys have a chance. You know, probably not now, but, like, you know, soon.
If they still remember, they should do it. Call.
Yeah, 657-383-0913. And you just call and talk about it, you know? But, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, because real rap is coming back. It's coming back. I don't think they're going to be able to stop it. I think his Bone kind of started it. Crazy Bone kind of started it. He made a diss track to a lot of whack rappers. And then, you know, Eminem did it on his whole album, and then now it's, you know, this guy's going to jail, but I'm not just saying, like, I don't know, like, you know, I do it as a joke. I say the feds are just trying to make the rap great again, but yeah, it is messed up. If he really gets life, that's messed up. I hope he just gets, like, a smaller sentence, like, a few years.
Yeah.
Or just something tiny, but no, yeah, life in prison's kind of messed up, but then if he was really doing a lot of bad stuff, then that's crazy, you know, that's on him. He did it. So young people don't think that if you do a lot of bad things, they're not gonna get you. They can get you one day.
Yeah. But now you know what? You should kinda reap what you sow. Karma's a bitch, just in case you didn't know. Hope. For real.
But yo, right. Kick a flow, queen. I love it, yeah.
That's Little Robert.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. Now you make me want to sing on here or go live and sing.
Sing,
horrible.
Sing, dancing out here, sing, woo.
Yeah, I should. I should go on like up live and Facebook live. Yeah, I should.
You should. You'll get a ton of viewers because I'm always on there. Like I'm on there for like a couple minutes and I get like almost. Man,
one time when I was chilling in there with you, you had like 1,000 people. It was crazy.
I'm telling you, when I chill there for like 30 minutes, I get over 1,000 viewers. If I'm chilling there for an hour, I have like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 viewers.
It's way more lit than live me.
Yes, it is.
You know what I think is crazy?
Live me is disappointing.
Like when I try to talk about live me on up live, it'll blur out what I say. Like it'll make little stars, so I had to separate it. to separate the letters. But you know what's crazy? I heard that, like, if I'm on, you know how I do the gaming on LiveMe? If I talk about Twitch, which is another website that pays gamers to live stream, I'll get banned.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just ban me. So it's one guy that never talk about Twitch. Yeah, and I'm like,
That's crazy.
I don't talk about no other site. I always try to. The only reason I try to be nice to LiveMe is just because they pay me, like, you know, for the gaming thing. But other than that, I don't care. Like, if it wasn't for that, I'd be like, fuck. And I'm like, straight up, I'd make videos.
For real?
Like,
Because
I'm not mad, but then again, I think, like, maybe, like, on live, on up live, you get more viewers anyways. Because you just tell people that follow you that know you and follow you to just go to up live, and they'll go on.
Yeah.
You know?
I should, but I can't even do that because, remember, I'm banned off there. Because, you know, the camera was captured, you know, piece of my BB rifle was just a toy. They made it seem like I was on there being all violent and doing stuff when I'm not. And I wasn't, and I don't.
Isn't a BB rifle for kids or teenagers?
Yeah, it's a BB rifle.
Didn't even, like,
you know,
the kid from Home Alone, he had a BB rifle? Yeah.
No, but they have these little girls on there that are underage promoting sex and prostitution, but yet they want to ban me forever for that.
For real?
I wasn't even holding that shit. That shit was just right there on top of the car, you know what I mean? Like,
I wasn't
any way, shape, or form, like, showing any type of, you know, something to say, oh, my God, what is she doing, you know? No. I was trying, it was actually Team One. I was talking to, you know, my viewers about Team One, and Team One was right there next to the BB rifle, which was on top of the car, and, yeah, that thing just went off, and then now, like, if I try to log in from my phone, it won't. Like, it's like, you're banned forever. Like, you violated our terms type deal. And then I hit them up and I told them, you know, what's up. And I was like, you know what, I don't even know why I bother with you guys. Like, why am I going to hit you guys up? Like, you know what, fuck you guys. You
That's
know, I'm tired of you guys' lies. You guys, I've
about
had
that,
it with
them already. Like, YouTube says that you can have guns, right, also. But, like, I think it's stupid because then people can play games with guns, like the sniper game or what's it called, Halo. And
yeah.
Doom and all that.
Yeah.
And that has, like, blood and guts going everywhere. But, that's not violent. Like, okay, so shit where it looks all crazy just because it's, like, fantasy, I guess, whatever. But if someone has, and then a BB gun is not even a real gun. I don't know. Life is dumb. Like,
I know, you're stupid. I mean, there's just girls that are promoting
guys,
sex and shit like that, and they don't ban them.
I know, that's all they do, though.
My broadcast, you never even saw my body. No one ever saw my body, my full body.
Never.
Ever.
Like, you, they,
never.
If they were lucky,
it was always my face.
Hat.
I mean, it was always my face
and
my eyes most of the time, you know?
Or,
you know, just like my face. But when it's cold, you know, my face has a bandana and, you know, I'll be wearing a hoodie or something because I'm cold. You know, but that's ridiculous. Like, seriously?
It makes no sense that those other girls that are breaking the rules, too, I guess they let them stay because they make the money, which is stupid. Like,
yeah,
because like,
they're
okay.
making money, you know? They're making money off of
it. It's like, oh, yeah, these dumb guys will, like, throw their credit cards and PayPal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And send them diamonds. And these girls, like, really play the lines. There's one girl that was on there, I was laughing. She's like, oh, yeah, PayPal. Yeah, where do you live? And, yeah, maybe I'll kick it with you because you sent me so many gifts. Oh, my God, babe. And I'm like, really?
What the hell?
That's not fake. You call someone babe because they sent you gifts? Come on.
Wow.
Like,
you're going to really chill with someone because they sent you gifts on the fucking social media site. Like, wow. Damn.
I think she really will.
Talk about easy.
What? I'm just thinking she's just doing that just because so he'll send more.
To get more gifts. Yeah.
And then what they do is they disappear and they make a new profile and then they just pretend like nothing happened. That's what a lot of them do. But yeah, it's shady.
What?
It's shady.
Oh
my God. That's why, you know,
talk about shady.
It's so shady. But Queen, you know, so real rap is coming back. Mom Stuggs is coming back. And
yes.
Yeah. I think, like I said, rap, we got to make rap great.
And, you know, all the people. All the people that are fucking it up need to get locked up for all the stupid shit they're doing.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, I said that on Twitter, and it was kind of messed up. I said, lock up all the whack rappers. Let's make rap great. Yes, everyone liked it. No one got mad. Everyone was like, that's awesome.
Hey.
And some people were telling me some of the stuff I said on Twitter, they said, wow, you're savage. And like, no, this is me trying to be nice to not get banned. This is not savage if I went savage. So you want to see it, you it would be like Mobile Legends, Enemy Savage.
Don't be lazy, run. You better run.
For real, I think we should play Legends after this, Queen. I think this is it.
Yeah, we should.
Because they're going to kick us off anyway, so this is only going to last until, you know, because our time ran out, but it lets us be on longer.
Right.
So, guys, thank you for tuning in to the Zompire Hour. Much love. Who should we give shouts out to, Queen, before they kick us off?
Everyone.
Everyone. Both Hooks and Harmony,
everyone.
For sure.
Both
and everyone out there.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially Crazy, right? And then,
yes,
yeah, just everyone
definitely.
That used to watch the old Ghetto Media back in the day. Much love to you guys. And to watch the new Ghetto Media Live. And especially everyone who listens to Zompire Hour or listen to it. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to keep bringing great shows and great music and great everything.
Topics.
Topics.
Fantabulousness all around.
Fantabulousness all around. Topics, music. We're going to try to get guests on here. It's going to be awesome. You guys are not ready.
Yes.
This year. This year is not over, but before the year's over, and the next year is going to be like so fantabulous. And yeah, guys,
ooh,
you guys are going to love it.
For real.
So, guys, if this like cuts off, you'll know it's just going to kick us off. And Queen, yeah,
right.
That's what happened. Because I know sometimes like I'm on here and we're talking some shows, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, let's talk about this deep topic, right? And for the next, and then bam, it's like it cuts off. So that's what happens. But, so we're going to let the time run
out. Let's just play some Legends.
Okay. Let's play Legends, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Much love. This is Ghetto Media, the Zompire Hour. Thank you for tuning in. And, yeah, I don't really wish bad on Tekashi 6ix9ine, even though he pisses me off. But, you know? But I think if he does get free, stop being so stupid and represent him.
For real.
You know, try to change your life. If you get a chance, do it. Don't mess it up. That's all I'm going to say. Okay,
much love,
though.
Much love. Bye. Good night, y'all.
Good night, and Mobile Legends. All right.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.